Hello everybody, it's me, Tall23, back in another video. In this video, I'm going to be talking about a denomination, an organization of Christians who hold the title of Baptists, but who all too often go against what Scripture teaches, and that is the Southern Baptist Convention. Now, I'm a Baptist, but I'm an independent Baptist, meaning that no organization is in control of the church that I go to, that no governing board decides what we do, etc. The Southern Baptist Convention is a specific group of Baptist churches all united together, which was founded in 1845 in Georgia, and which now includes over 47,000 churches and nearly 15 million members. In this video, I'm going to be showing, first, that the whole idea of the Baptist Convention is unbiblical, second, that they have taught multiple erroneous doctrines and have multiple false teachers in the denomination. And third, I'm going to go through a few examples of these false preachers and false prophets within the Southern Baptist Convention. It says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 18, "And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence." And in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 1-2, "The elders which are among you I exhort, who also am an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also am a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind." So in this chapter, in 1 Peter chapter 5, he's telling the elders within this church to feed the flock among you. It's not to just unite together and take care of each other. The Bible never talks about a universal church. It's always different churches. A church is a singular congregation of people. That's what the word church means. We never see an example of in the Bible of people uniting their churches into a convention or anything like that. The churches are independent, with a pastor acting as the teacher within the church, but the church ultimately being under the rule of Jesus Christ. The whole idea of a formal organization or denomination is unscriptural, and you can never find such an example of something in Scripture. But not only does the SBC participate in this denominational system, but they've also been part of the modern ecumenical movement with other religions and other denominations. In recent years, the Southern Baptists have become increasingly close to other Christian denominations. Let me give a few examples. Lewis Moore was the vice president of the SBC Foreign Missions Board, and in 1997 he stated that the SBC had interacted with a group called the Chinese Christian Council, and that 8 Southern Baptist missionaries had been assigned to the council. Now, this is problematic because the CCC, which was founded by somebody named Bishop K.H. Ting, who was a heretic who teaches justification by love instead of justification by faith. He also teaches that non-Christians will not be condemned to hell. He teaches that communism is a work of God, and he was influenced by the Jesuit theologian. He wasn't really a theologian, but Teilhard de Chardin. Now, there's also ecumenicalism with the Roman Catholic Church as well. According to the Birmingham News on August 22nd, 1980, 25 Alabama SBC pastors met with 25 Roman Catholic priests to build bridges, quote, that they may help them work together more often than they have in the past. The Southern Baptists even widely endorsed the movie called The Passion of the Christ. I'm sure you heard of that. It was released in, I think, 2003. For example, the megachurch pastor Rick Warren, who went to a Southern Baptist theological seminary and was ordained as a minister, endorsed the movie The Passion for the Christ. And this is despite the fact that the movie was made by a devout Roman Catholic, Mel Gibson, and is filled with false Roman Catholic doctrine. The SBC was also active in the Mission 2000 missionary group, which is made up of several denominations, and which pushes for an ecumenical agenda for evangelism. And this is the same thing with SBC colleges and seminaries. They have brought in several non-Baptists as guest speakers, especially those from heretical groups like the Roman Catholics. Another example is that Eugene Lowry, a United Methodist professor, gave lectures at the Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. And there are other examples, but I'm just not going to go through every single example in this video. I'm just going to give the gist of the idea. And I could go on and on with the how the Southern Baptist Convention is moving towards an ecumenical agenda, that they want to just unite churches together, that's their main goal. They just want to bring all the churches together and just worship God. They're not like the traditional Baptists. They don't take the traditional Baptist doctrine of separation from the world and just doing what the Bible says. because most of these denominations, the Roman Catholics, the United Methodist Church, the CCC, which I mentioned earlier, do not teach the truth, but distort and entirely ignore Scripture. The Bible says in Titus 3:10 to reject the heretic after the first and second admonition. It doesn't say to unite with them and get closer and just bring them together. The Bible says to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Okay, heretics who aren't even born again, heretics who don't even believe the truth, who believe in a work salvation, according to Galatians 5:4, are people who believe that they're justified by the law, are fallen from grace. Okay, they're not our brothers and sisters in Christ. Just because a Roman Catholic claims the name of Christ doesn't mean that they're a Christian. They're false teachers, they're wolves, they're not Christians of these other denominations. Another wide problem with these Southern Baptists is the support of women as pastors. The Bible makes it clear that women should not hold any leadership positions in the church, and in fact, they should not speak in a church. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 34, "Let your women speak, keep silence in the churches, for it is not permitted unto them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also saith the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the church." 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9-15, "In like manner also the women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection, but I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. For Adam was first formed, then Eve, and Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety." And yet many Southern Baptist churches have women pastors. A Baptist woman newsletter called Folio said in 1997 that there were 1,225 women ordained in SBC churches. Chuck Kelly, who is the president of the New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary, said that more women are being taught for ministry in Southern Baptist schools than ever in the history of the SBC back in 2000. W.A. Criswell, who is a former president of the Southern Baptist Convention, had his wife Betty teach a Sunday school class at First Baptist Church in Dallas, according to a Baptist press article called "Pastor's Letter Challenges Seminary's Proposed Stance." Billy Graham's daughter, Anne Graham Lotes, as a Southern Baptist, after her father, who is also a Southern Baptist, and I'll address him shortly. But just to talk about Anne Graham Lotes right now, she has preached in front of several congregations and churches in the past, such as at the 1996 Evangelism Conference, and she has also received honorary degrees from some Southern Baptist universities, such as Dallas University. And then worst of all is probably Beth Moore, who is the founder of Living Proof Ministries, which she founded after being a Sunday school teacher, and she has spoken in many Baptist churches and is associated with Lifeway Christian Resources, which is the publishing company of the Southern Baptist Convention. Beth Moore not only disobeys the biblical command against women preaching, but she's also a liar and a false prophet as well. She has not only claimed to receive direct revelation from God, but she is also a big pusher of ecumenicalism and has claimed that Roman Catholics are fellow Christians. She also is friends with and supports false prosperity gospel teachers like Joyce Meyer and Joel Osteen. She has also edited several old publications and removed anti-homosexual teachings from them. And speaking of Joyce Meyer and Joel Osteen, and also Lifeway Christian Resources, Lifeway has sold books by false prophets such as Joel Osteen and Joyce Meyer, who preach false gospels. Furthermore, one of the presidents of the Southern Baptist Convention, Ronnie Floyd, endorsed Robert Morris, who is the pastor at Gateway Church, a church whose website states that if somebody believes but does not produce fruit in their life, then they're not saved, despite the Bible saying that everybody who believes is saved. It says, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved." But their website teaches that no, there are people who believe if they don't produce works, if they don't do fruit, if they don't commit produce fruit, then they're not really saved. But that's not what the Bible teaches at all. And in the same sermon where Ronnie Floyd was endorsing Robert Morris, he also claimed that everybody who doesn't pay tithes is under the curse of God. But the Bible says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 10-13, "For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith, and the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, Cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." So somebody who is saved, who has been paid for by Christ, is not under the curse. Christ was made a curse for us, but since we're no longer under the law, which Galatians 3 explains later, we're also not under the curse. To say that people who don't tithe are under the curse of God is against what the Bible says, because the Bible says that if we put our trust in Him, we're blessed. There's also a problem among these Southern Baptists with tampering with God's word and using false Bible versions. God promised that He would preserve His word in Psalms chapter 12, verse 6 to 7, but the SBC does not believe this, and they use whatever Bible is convenient for them in whatever church. This is despite the fact that modern Bible versions, which many use, such as the NIV, which is the most commonly used one among the Southern Baptists, the ESV, the NLT, the NASB, and others, remove over 16 verses or more from the Bible. These new translations are full of contradictions, and they even change past tense verses telling us that we are saved to saying that we are being saved. So they tamper with the gospel as well, and yet they use these false Bible versions. In fact, the SBC published their own version through Lifeway called the Christian Standard Bible, which again tampers with God's word by making it more gender inclusive. And there are a multitude of more things I could talk about in this video about the Southern Baptist Convention, but I don't want to drag it on. The point is that the Southern Baptist Convention is a denomination run by liars, which associates with false prophets, whose churches often go against the Word of God, who tamper with the Word of God, and who are moving towards ecumenicalism and even charismaticism as well. But of course, before the end of this video, I also want to talk about one person in particular, Billy Graham, who was a Southern Baptist minister. And I'm sure we all know who Billy Graham is. He was a Southern Baptist minister who was ordained, and he went to First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas, which was a Southern Baptist congregation, and he's perhaps one of the most famous evangelical Christians of the 20th century. But Billy Graham is not a Christian. He's a false prophet, or was a false prophet, and he's not in heaven. He's in hell right now because he was a liar who has led millions of people to hell and has believed and taught a false gospel. Unfortunately, one of the things, before I get into what he taught, one of the things which was bad about him is that his so-called crusades that he did, which he held, often did not convert people simply because of its ecumenical nature. Often, Roman Catholics and clergy from other unbiblical denominations were behind the conversions at these crusades. For example, the vice chairman of the Vancouver Crusade in 1984 said, "If Catholics step forward, there will be no attempt to convert them, and their names will be given to the Catholic Church nearest their homes." In 1987, a nun was one of the counselors at the Denver Crusade, and she and another priest referred 500 people to St. Thomas More Catholic Church. And there are other times when visitors of the Crusades were referred to Catholic churches. But not only that, but Billy Graham got along well with Catholics. Anyway, initially, he didn't support the candidacy of John F. Kennedy because he was a Catholic. But they eventually became good friends, and he used it as an opportunity to bring Protestants and Catholics closer together. But most importantly, he was a false teacher and a false prophet by teaching a false gospel. For example, he taught that somebody could be saved without knowing the name of Jesus. He said, and this is a quote, you can find a video of him saying this on YouTube, "I think that everybody that loves or knows Christ, whether they are conscious of it or not, they are members of the body of Christ. God is calling people out of the world for His name, whether they come from the Muslim world or the Buddhist world or the non-believing world. They are members of the body of Christ because they have been called by God. They may not know the name of Jesus, but they know in their hearts that they need something they do not have, and they turn to the only light they have, and they think they are saved, and they're going to be with us in heaven." But that's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible says that there's none other name given under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved, in Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Without the name of Jesus, we cannot be saved. It says we must be saved. Using the name of Jesus, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." It's not through whatever light we have. No, it's through Jesus alone. If somebody does not put their faith in Jesus Christ, they are not Christians. They are not saved. They are going to hell. They will not have eternal life. Not only that, but Billy Graham has said several times during his sermons that you have to turn from your sins in order to be saved, which is also false. Billy Graham was a member of the Southern Baptist Convention and a member of the First Baptist Church of Dallas, and yet there is no condemnation of him or his teachings by the Southern Baptists. It's mostly praise because of the false perception that he was doing the work of God. But he and many preachers among the Southern Baptists are not saved, godly men. They are false prophets, crept in unawares. And consider this also, that many Southern Baptists are also Freemasons, such as George Washington Truett and B.H. Carroll, among others. In 1993, the Executive Committee of the SBC distributed a study by Interfaith Witness Department of the Home Mission, by the Interfaith Witness Department of the Home Mission Board, about the compatibility of Freemasonry with Christianity, in which they commended the Masons. This is despite the fact that many high-degree Masons have admitted to the occult nature of their little cult, Freemasonry, and that it is a continuation of the medieval Gnostic ideas of the Knights Templar. And I made several videos about this in the past, including one earlier in this month, so you can, Who Is to Blame, where I talk about the Jesuits and their influence on the Freemasons, etc. And just kind of to just talk about my experience with the Southern Baptists, I attended a Southern Baptist church once for one service because my pastor had to cancel the service at our church because of an injury. And my friend and I went there, and there were a lot of things I could talk about that were wrong with the place. But first of all, some guy with pink and blue spiked hair got up to read the passage for the day, which it was out of the NIV. And then there's also the problem with inconsistency. Even then, the pastor and the deacons were mainly talking out of the NIV, but the pastor acknowledged multiple times that the members all had different Bible versions, and he even quoted from the ESV and some other version as well throughout his sermon. So the pastor also has some questionable theology. It seemed like he was on the verge of teaching that one can lose their salvation. He almost got to that point. And then virtually everybody in there was just unenthusiastic for God. When the hymns came, the singing was very weak and very quiet, despite there being about 40 or 50 people there. And then there's also the fact that there are 15 million people in the SBC, but only about 5 million, which would be about 33% or one-third of people who are in the who are in Southern Baptist churches, are estimated to actually attend church every week. So it's not just the people in the leadership, it's the people themselves who go to the churches. There's virtually no soul winning either among the Southern Baptists. There's no going out and teaching the gospel and attempting to get people saved. And for the most part, these members are lazy Christians who are simply not growing in their faith because of the false prophets in the pulpits. Now, my story about when I went to the Southern Baptist church is just an anecdote. I'm not saying that all Southern Baptist churches are like that. So don't get me wrong about what I'm trying to say in this video. In fact, I'm sure that there are a lot of Southern Baptist churches which have godly saved pastors and godly saved members within it. So don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying that everybody who is a Southern Baptist is bad. I'm not saying that they haven't done great works for God in the past. What I'm saying is that there is a problem, and the problem is this organization in general, which has been given over to liberal ideas, has had many false teachers creep in. It's becoming watered down in theology, and it focuses more on politics and Israel and things like that than teaching deep truths from the Bible and actually doing the work of God, going out and getting people saved. So there is definitely a problem with the Southern Baptist Convention. So that's why I don't go to a Southern Baptist church. So thank you everybody for watching. If you have any questions, feel free to ask, and goodbye.